And hello, friends.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we're off with a special Memorial Day weekend edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Be sure to visit them when you're in Mobile, or you can go online to McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, and so glad to have you on board with us, no matter where you are. I am your host, Randy Bergen, as we are broadcasting live from our Strixon Cleveland Golf Studios. Hanging out with me once again, War Eagle TV's Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing, my brother, on a Memorial Day weekend?
I'm doing great, Randy. Great to be here with you, and happy Memorial Day weekend. It is a fantastic weekend for our country, a great weekend for golf. And it makes me think, I was listening to Mark on the way in, and it makes me think of the men and women in uniform at Colonial, right, where they're playing this weekend, tend the pins, I think.
That's exactly, at least on number 18 they do,
yeah,
for sure.
And the players all pay gratitude.
Absolutely.
So, great tradition.
Great weekend, and we certainly want to thank all those men and women that sacrificed their lives for us to be able to do exactly what we do each and every day. Bobby Hall not here with us today. Guess where he is? He is at one of our favorite places, Augusta National. He is over there visiting grandchildren. Of course, his son-in-law works on that staff there at Augusta National. So Bobby will be back with us next week. But boy, oh boy, have we got a lot to get into. This will be the fastest hour in radio on our Strixon Golf Ball guest line coming up in the next segment. We're going to be talking with Coach Nick Kleinert. He is the golf coach for the Tigers of Auburn as they are in Scottsdale, Arizona for the Nationals, along with seven other SEC teams, including Alabama being one of those. And we're going to talk to him about what's happening out there. That'll be a lot of fun. Beautiful, beautiful golf course. That Greyhawk is, I've had the opportunity to play there, and it is a wonderful golf course.
Yeah, it was obviously really tough this morning because, as I texted you, Auburn was 18th at the end of yesterday. Well, they're down to 14th now with the tough conditions and the early teams that are going out. And Randy, as you mentioned, the Southeastern Conference very well represented. Arkansas, Alabama, Auburn,
Vanderbilt,
Georgia,
Florida,
they're all in there. So it's going to be, you know, when I talked to Coach Kleinert last week at the regional, or the week before, I can't remember which one it was, but he mentioned there's such fierce competition in the Southeastern Conference. Obviously, with recruiting and
right,
playing these tournaments. But he said, in the regional, you know, we're all going to be pulling for each other. We're going to be pulling for the SEC. So, you know, Vanderbilt and Auburn kind of had a shootout there at the end, and good competition. But at the end, we're all in the SEC, right?
Well, that's exactly right. There's 30 teams in there. And if you look at it, almost a third of those are from the SEC.
That's right.
So we've got a pretty good chance. But we'll tell you who's leading right now. And does Alabama, does Auburn, does an SEC team have a chance?
Obviously.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. At the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with one of our good friends. He's the regional manager for Strixon Cleveland Golf. We'll talk golf balls, irons, drivers, apparel, and much more with Dan Randall at the bottom of the hour. That'll be a lot of fun, no question about it. Who knows? We may even be giving away maybe some golf balls or something. Okay?
Maybe. Is that a maybe?
You always say maybe, okay? Definitely, yeah, we'll do that. And yeah, we'll give you that phone number that you could dial in to win as well. We'll round out the hour with Mitch McConnell. Coach Saban had his annual golf tournament this week, and Mitch had the opportunity to be on Coach Saban's team. And quite an experience. Mitch always gets to play on his team, and it's a lot of fun.
That would be interesting.
If you're an Alabama fan, you'll definitely want to hear what Coach has to say. But we'll talk some golf, and we'll talk some Alabama football.
It'd be interesting to know, to be in Mitch's shoes, and to see what Coach Saban is like when he's on the golf course. Can he relax, or is he like that football coach mentality?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's that football mentality because he is, he always, you know, he always wants to win. There's, mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that at all, but no, a lot going on. You're talking about Colonial and, who is winning that right now. Let's take a look. We'll look that up here in just a second, but Robbie Shelton, a guy that we keep up with, I talked with his uncle Sandy. We went back and forth texting, yesterday, and Robbie, in the mix, and I got to tell you, I really, if you're a guy that does maybe makes you a little trip over to Biloxi or something, it might be worth you throwing a little bit on Robbie from time to time because I believe this may be his year.
Sooner or later, you got to think he's, I think it was Harry Hall was leading at Colonial when I looked
the Englishman,
morning.
Harry Hall.
Yeah. And you're right. Robbie Shelton is one of those guys like Victor. We talked about at all the majors, he's got that talent and ability. Of course, we've seen it. We saw it at Alabama. He's got the great golf talent that one day you've got to think he's going to break through and win a tournament, maybe even win a big tournament.
He's been working toward it, I can tell you. He's missed a couple of cuts, but, yeah, we're certainly pulling for Robbie. I don't think there will be any doubt about it. But there's another name up there that you haven't seen in quite some time. Emilio Grillo is up there at 8-under. Of course, you mentioned Harry Hall. He's at 12-under, got a 3-shot lead over Harris English. Adam Shank is in there. That is an interesting name. We got a minute here. So, Adam Shank. Is that the guy you want to tee it up with?
No, you don't want to do that.
Hey, Shank. Nice Shank.
You want to ask the PGA for a different group there.
That's right. Scottie Scheffler right now, he is at a T7 at 6-under. And we're going to go through this list for you here coming up. But don't forget the old guys. Now, they're out there playing as well. They are in Frisco, Texas for the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. And this is a new venue for them. Podrick Harrington, a 3-shot lead right now at 12-under. Stuart Sink, our good friend. We got to get Stuart back on the show. He is a 4-back at 8-under. So
continues to play great golf at whatever age.
He does. Yeah. He's just Mr. Consistency. Mm-hmm. And enjoy having spending time with Stuart, and we'll get him back on here real soon.
And don't forget about at the Colonial, that guy at 6-under par, Scottie Scheffler. He can make up ground in a hurry.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can, no doubt. How about the old guy? Or I say the old guy, Michael Block, the PGA. Was he 46, I think, something like that? Played extremely well at the PGA Championship, but hit a wall this week, coming in dead last, did not make the cut.
Yeah.
And you could kind of tell. He was a little wore out if you watched any of that.
Yeah, probably would have been a good week to take off after that PGA Championship. But what an experience he had there, though. I mean, that was maybe the experience of a lifetime to play in that tournament and do what he did.
Yeah, yeah. If you turn and look at the ladies real quick, the young lady from Stanford, Rose Zhang, has now turned pro. And, boy, what a collegiate performance she had right up there with the legendary Lorena Ochoa.
Yeah. I watched her play the other day on television when I was in Auburn, and she was – I can't remember the young lady's name for Southern California – but they were playing a match, a very competitive match, and she's really been a pleasure to watch in college, and I'm sure she has a great professional career ahead of her.
She's good. She is good. There's no doubt about it. You know, we're going to take a timeout coming up here in just a second, but if you're serious about improving your game and lowering your scores, try the Super Speed training system. You can go online to superspeedgolf.com, and when you place your order for that new training system, they're already going to give you a nice discount. If you will use the code at checkout, just use the code Randy, you'll get an additional discount. Improve your game but right now by going to superspeedgolf.com. Be sure to use the code Randy and get ready to hit longer drives and lower scores. There you go. All right, real quick.
We could use that.
Hey, look, if you can get closer to the green and use some of those shorter irons, it always helps. And we're going to be talking about shorter irons, longer irons, mid irons, mm-hmm. all that with Dan Randall at the bottom of the hour. Real quick, what's going on with War Eagle TV?
War Eagle TV, a lot of golf, as we were talking about, as the Tigers are in the NCAA championships out in Arizona, and a lot of baseball this time of the year. Auburn looking forward to Sunday and to see where they will go, if they will host a regional coming up in the baseball tournament.
We'll talk about that national tournament out in Arizona with Coach Nick Kleinert the coach, the golf coach for the Tigers of Auburn. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
If your roof is unhealthy, it's time to call a professional. That professional is the Ben Murphy Company. The Ben Murphy Company has been in business for almost 20 years. The Ben Murphy Company can and will stop that leak in under a week using quality Atlas shingles. The Ben Murphy Company, best of Baldwin Roofer in 21 and 22, as well as the 2022 NAPI Award winner for roofing. Using quality Atlas shingles, the Ben Murphy Company has received the Atlas Pro Diamond status. Check out our work online at BenMurphyCO.com. That's BenMurphyCO.com. Your roofing professional.
A great iron set needs more than good looks. It's gotta be fast and gotta be pure. But good looks never hurt either. The all-new ZX Mark II irons from Srixon.
All the leaves are brown, leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
Little Beach Boys bringing it back for us.
Are we going back to the 60s here, Andy?
That we are. That we are. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Glad to have you here with us on a Memorial Day weekend. And if you're out moving around, be sure, be safe. Watch out for that other driver because, Doug, I was out in that traffic the other day, and I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
People are not paying attention. They are not paying attention.
I was driving back down 65 last night. Some of the people driving past me, I just couldn't believe. But please be safe and be careful out there on Memorial Day weekend. And there are other people on the road, and they're all going to the beach. So.
That's right. Hey, glad to have you here with us. All right, we are efforting to get Coach Kleinert on with us, and we'll do that here in just a few moments. But let's take a look, Doug, out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is a 2023 NCAA D1 championship stroke play, and it's being played at Greyhawk Golf Club. Right now, Georgia Tech is at even. They lead Arkansas along with Pepperdine. Those guys, T2, one back at plus one.
Yeah, a lot of shifting of the leaderboard. As I looked at it before the show this morning, I was when I left the house, North Carolina was up at 3 under par at the top of the leaderboard. But as you mentioned, that has changed since then. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, Auburn was 18 after yesterday. They were 14. I'm not sure what they
right
are
now. Right now they're down one. They're a T15.
Yeah.
If you're an Alabama fan right now, Alabama has dropped four. They're at a T21 along with Texas A&M and Oregon. They're plus 11 right now as a team. So let's just go through here real quick and let's see if we can pick out some of the SEC teams. Florida right now, they're up two. They're at plus three. Vanderbilt also is a T7. They are a plus four. Georgia, if you were that Georgia fan, here you go, plus five. T9 with San Francisco. Interesting.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't pick as a golf school, really.
You really wouldn't, would you? I mean, you got Olympia.
Olympic Club.
Yeah. A couple others for you from the SEC. We mentioned Auburn, Mississippi State right now. They're up four, T17 at plus nine. Texas A&M, T21. I think I mentioned them a few moments ago. And let's see, I believe that is just about it for the SEC teams. And you know, we'll keep you updated on that. Hopefully we can continue to effort to get Coach Kleinert.
Yeah, we're checking with Steve right now to see if he's on the line. But anyway, the Auburn golf team has been out there multiple times under Coach Kleinert's leadership, and they're out there again having really a successful run under his tenure. And, you know, all as we mentioned at the top of the show as well, all the SEC schools are there, and a lot of them with a chance to win this thing, Randy, out in Arizona.
Well, they certainly do. There is no doubt about that at all, and hopefully we'll get caught up on all that coming up in just a few moments. Got to say congratulations to Brooks Koepka. Gets that PGA Championship win last week. Listen, you know, he is on the LIV Tour. There's some of us that are kind of anti-LIV, some of us in the middle, and some of us pro. But I got to tell you, when he played on Sunday, he was not wearing his LIV Tour team hat or shirt, and I think he was just happy. As he said, it was not about the LIV for him. It was about him. And he came out there whenever Brooks Koepka is healthy. He's about as good as they get. I don't think any question about that. And, of course, here's a guy that used Strixon clubs.
Well, I think, Randy, what's going on now in the world of golf is you have the Ryder Cup coming up in the fall, right?
Right.
So Brooks Koepka wants to play in the Ryder Cup, and a couple other guys on the LIV Tour want to play in the Ryder Cup. So there may be a little negotiating going on there behind the scenes with the players. You know, trying to work that situation out, maybe without the administrative side getting involved. The players are trying to speak to the issue, I think, and say, let's get past this and let's not lose the Ryder Cup, you know, and not have great players play in the Ryder Cup like it has been in the past. And I think that's probably – Zach Johnson didn't want to comment on whether Brooks Koepka would be on his team, you know, at the PGA Championship. So I think that's probably a sign of things to come.
Yeah, you know, I've got to tell you, from the beginning, I was really not a big LIV player or a fan here. I think I'm turning just a little bit because, like with the Ryder Cup, with these big events like this, I do enjoy seeing – I want to see the best play. That's what I want to see. And when you put Brooks Koepka in there, you put Bryson DeChambeau, you put those guys in there. So now we got Steve Stanley back there pushing all the buttons in our studio. But I think, Doug, whenever you start looking at this, I'm really beginning to kind of like the mix. I like seeing these better players.
No question about it. It's going to be interesting, Randy, and it is exciting, I think, to, you know, like I mentioned last week with the PGA Championship, it's exciting for me to see whether you have the PGA Tour players or the LIV players or whatever. It's exciting to have them all in the field playing and competing, and I think it just, whether you agree with LIV or not, it just makes golf more competitive. It makes golf more exciting to have all those guys. Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, take him for example. What I mean, maybe he's dropped off a little since he went to the LIV Tour, but as far as popularity, but what a crowd pull there, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, and there's other guys that are playing. Let's just mention real quick, the LIV right now is playing up at Trump in D.C. There's a guy that's been on with us, a friend of ours, Andy Ogletree. Right now, he is at minus four. James Pyatt. I'm not real sure about James Pyatt, but he is in second place at 6 under. And then Harold Varner III right now leads the LIV in D.C. at 8 under. These guys can play good golf. I mean, you got Kevin Na. He's up there. The list kind of goes on. Cameron Tringali. The biggest thing for me is trying to follow their scores. I have a difficult time on that left side when you're watching it. It makes it a little tough for me. But who's on what team? I don't know all the different teams and all that. So anyway, all right.
It is, and it's 54.
Let's move past that. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. How are we doing with Coach Kleinert? I know they're 2 hours behind us out there, but what we are going to do coming up in the next segment, we know that we'll get with Dan Randall. We'll talk some Strixon golf clubs, golf balls. We'll talk some accessories with him as well. And I got to tell you, I'm hitting the ZX5 right now, very much enjoying it. It's still kind of brand new, so there's some struggles exactly on my distances. I'm trying to work through those. But I'm telling you, folks, if you are looking for some of the best designed clubs out there right now, Strixon is where you need to be. We mentioned Brooks Koepka also hit Strixon. There's quite a host of guys that hit Strixon out there, and we would encourage you, if you're looking for that brand new club, you're looking to get more equipment, check out the Strixon. But one of the things that's most important are golf balls. If you have an opportunity to go to a golf ball fitting demo day, go check that out, because that is part of the equipment that a lot of folks think, oh, well, I can just get a Titleist Pro V. That's an expensive ball. That's what I need to hit. That is not the case all the time. You need to find the right ball.
Or some people might go in and buy a less expensive ball.
But some of those less expensive balls may be the ball that you need. You don't always have to have the most expensive ball.
And so, Trixon has a less expensive ball that's a soft ball, right?
They do. Of course, they've got the Z Series, the Q Star. They got the Q Star. They got the Diamond out there, and they have that soft feel. So, depending on what you're looking for, certainly would encourage you to check out. And I got to tell you now, this Z Star Diamond golf ball is really, really a good golf ball. I think, as a matter of fact, Brooks Koepka was hitting said golf ball. So, anyhow, that's where we are there. How are we doing on that, Doug?
Still trying to connect, I think, with Coach Kleinert out there. As Auburn, by the way, has a morning tea time yesterday. And, of course, they're 2 hours different from what we are West Coast time. But they don't tee off until about 1:30 this afternoon. So I'm sure they are busy, you know, having team meetings and what have you. But we're trying to connect with Coach Kleinert now, see if we can get him on and talk a little golf from Greyhawk Golf Club in Arizona.
Beautiful golf course. I don't know if you've played a lot of golf out in Arizona.
I've never been to Arizona.
I've played a ton of golf in Tucson, a lot in that Scottsdale area, and Greyhawk is one of them. Tough to get on, but some of my favorite memories are out there. We've played Troon North, Talking Stick, Camelback. I mean, there's all kind of golf courses out there. McCormick Ranch. And just very much have enjoyed it. But right now, as it stands in the Nationals, Georgia Tech still leads by one right now. They are even. Arkansas, along with Pepperdine, plus one. And we'll be looking for some of those changes coming up here in just a few moments. Doug, we've only got about 30 seconds left in this segment. But I wanted to ask you, as we talk golf first all the time, you follow the Auburn Tigers big. What's the story right now at Auburn?
Well, as we talk,
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, the music is on. I don't have to talk long. That's probably a good thing. But golf is big. We're going to talk some about that. And baseball. The Auburn Tigers are once again trying to get back to the College World Series.
Alabama blew it the other night.
Yeah, I didn't get to see. They beat Auburn, though.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will visit with Dan Randall of Strixon. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this.
What happens when your driver has two flex zones instead of just one? Your power goes farther. All new ZX Mark II drivers with rebound frame, only from Strixon.
Hey, just a reminder for you, if you're going to be in the Spanish Fort area, whether you're coming from Mobile, Pensacola, Gulf Shores, Central Alabama, be sure and stop by the Fort. It's right across from the Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort. Come to Boom's Thai Kitchen. How about some crunchy chicken, sweet and sour chicken, pad thai, lo mein noodles? You like shrimp? We got it for you. Thai curry. Be sure to add the pineapple in there. It is my favorite. You have to order the world-renowned Boom Rolls. Oh, my goodness. Come by, see us at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. Do it today.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with Doug Halton of War Eagle TV's Doug Halton. Doug, it feels like we've been men at work this morning, no doubt about it. But we are so happy that all of you are with us. Take a little time out of your Saturday morning, especially on a Memorial Day weekend. If you're headed to the beach, the traffic, well, be prepared. Hopefully you've packed your lunch, because it is a lot of traffic going to the beach right now.
Yes, Randy, and if you're going out to play golf on Memorial Day weekend, make sure you pack your patience there as well, because there could be some slow groups. I'm not sure, but there could be some slow groups out there.
That happens. It does happen for sure. Let's talk some golf, and we're going to talk some Strixon golf. We do that with the regional manager for Strixon Cleveland Golf, our good friend Dan Randall. Dan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Do we have Dan on?
Can you hear me?
There he is. There he is. Dan, hey. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. How about you guys? You having a good Memorial Day weekend?
We are kicking it off, and, boy, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful weekend along the Gulf Coast. Now, you're down in that Orlando area. Talk a little about your weather and what you got going for the weekend.
It's beautiful and a little cool today. So we're doing some family stuff this weekend, so that's a nice little break from all the work.
Well, I know. Listen, I know that you've been working extremely hard. Shrixon is a wonderful, wonderful product. There's no doubt, whether it's a golf ball or a golf club and the accessories that go along with it. Let's talk, before we start getting into to drivers and irons, let's talk a little bit about Brooks Koepka and how big it was for not only Shrixon, him winning, but for Brooks as well.
Yeah, no, I think it was a big, you know, confidence booster for him, and obviously it was, you know, really great exposure for us. And, you know, particularly the way I look at it is, you know, when you look at last year and Brooks and everything that was going on with him, and, you know, remember the big story, one of the big stories going into the U.S. Open that every golf publication and everybody wanted to talk about was how Brooks switched away from the Shrixon driver and the Shrixon golf ball. So to, you know, a year later, have him come back and win with our new driver and win with our new golf ball was huge.
Absolutely.
Maybe not getting as much media attention, but, you know, that's just the natural bias of some of the golf publications. But, you know, it was huge. And I think from a confidence standpoint for him, I mean, that was, I mean, anyone who watched that Netflix documentary on it, you know, you could really kind of see him missing that and needing to get that back. And he's been on a tear this year. I mean, won in Orlando for the LIV event before the Masters, and should have won the Masters, but ended up finishing second, and then was in a playoff in the next LIV event, and then wins again at the PGA. So he's definitely got his mojo back, I would say.
You know, Dan, and we're visiting with Dan Randall, regional manager for Shrixon Cleveland Golf, and I did watch Full Swing, episode with Brooks in there, and you can tell this guy is a competitor. He wants to win, and when he's not winning, he is not happy, I can promise you. And so for him, as you mentioned, to come back to Shrixon with a golf ball, with a driver, is huge for him and certainly for Shrixon. Doug, I know you had a question or comment.
Yeah, Dan, happy Memorial Day weekend. Great to talk to you today. Tell us a little bit more for those of us who didn't have a chance to watch that segment, maybe how did you have to work with Brooks to bring him back, and what are the features in that that driver and maybe the golf ball that brought him to Shrixon again?
Well, a lot of it was just the changing in the product line. So when we signed, he's so different than the rest of our tour players. So most of our guys, you know, have a higher lofted driver and are spin deficient, and particularly with the driver. But Brooks is so steep that he really didn't fit into any of the current drivers that we had. And really what we ran into last year was this new ZX5 Mark II LS driver, which is our low spin head, was the driver we specifically designed for Brooks. And that didn't come out until later that summer on tour. And then obviously that's the one that we sell at retail now. So that was kind of when we brought him on the fall before, we didn't really have any current products in our lineup that were a great fit for him. So we were kind of putting a Band-Aid on it until this new one came out that was specifically designed for him.
Gotcha. And what kind of loft does Brooks play?
He started in the lower loft. He's actually in the 10 degree now.
Okay.
In this current driver, because it is so low spin.
So that's something that
great, and that we have a new ad campaign that we just launched that kind of fits right into it. And that, you know, we had an independent testing group called Golf Labs test our driver versus all the other ones on the market. And it's a new print ad that you'll start seeing in the golf magazines that flat out says ZX5 LS is 9 yards longer than the Titleist TSR, 6 yards longer than the Stealth 2, and 4 yards longer than the Paradigm. And that's the LS head that Brooks is playing.
Yeah. So what I was thinking is, if somebody out there that's looking for a new driver, Brooks is playing the 10 degree loft, which is something that most of us could play. So if you want to hit the driver that Brooks is hitting or try it out, you know, the normal handicap golfer could or the lower handicap golfer could go out and try that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's unique, I think, about the ZX5 LS, is that most of the LS heads from our competitors are in their smaller, less forgiving head. That's not what we did. Our ZX5 is our higher MOI, more forgiving head, and a lot of amateur golfers need to lower their spin. So I think that's why we've had so much success with it in such a short window, is that you can get that forgiveness, you can get that higher MOI that the average player needs, and also reduce that spin, particularly if you have a, you know, you play a cut, you're going to probably spin it too much.
We're visiting with Dan Randall, the regional manager for Strix on Cleveland Golf. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm hitting is the ZX5. Well, I was playing in a tournament this week, the A Club, the University of Alabama Athletic Club tournament, and I was playing with our buddy Big 89, and he's looking for some new clubs. He's had his clubs for quite some time, and he said, let me just try yours. Dan, there will be an order coming across the table here real soon. He absolutely smashed it and said, this is fabulous. And he was out hitting with that particular, with the one that was designed for me. He's hitting it, and he was going 20, 25 yards further than he was with his older driver. So, and he hit a couple of the irons as well. Very much in love with it. And I got to tell you, if you've not tried any of the new Strix on clubs, the ZX, whether it's the ZX4, the ZX5, or for the lower handicap, the ZX7, you've got to go to a demo day. Joel Claypool, locally in Alabama, is performing a lot of these demo days. And if you have the opportunity, go check it out. Hit these new sticks. They are absolutely fabulous. And I think one of the big things, Dan, that I like is whenever I look down at the golf club, whether it be the driver or one of the irons, it needs to look good to me. And these look really, really good.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it, too, is there's a, you know, what our golf swing needs and what our ego needs. And they sometimes aren't always in line. I think that's what's really great about, particularly the ZX4 iron, has a lot of forgiveness to it and a clean top line. It's got the same top line width as our ZX5 and our ZX7 iron. So that guy who needs a little bit more forgiveness but doesn't want to look at it can kind of, it's really the best of both worlds.
Well, and it really is. Visiting with Dan Randall, the regional manager for Strix on Cleveland Golf. Doug?
I was just going to say, Dan, sometimes when guys like me that don't play a heck of a lot of golf anymore, you might play once a week or once every 2 weeks, if you get that more forgiving club that looks the same as the blade with a tour golf club, it may have a better impact on your ego also, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, definitely best of both worlds.
Dan, we've got you for about another 2 minutes or so. Let's turn and talk golf balls, because there are a lot of folks that don't take the golf ball as serious as they need to, because if you are not compressing the ball the way you need to, you're not going to get the distance, you're not going to get the accuracy, whatever you need to get out of that golf ball. Talk about the different golf balls. You got the Z-Star, the Q-Star. I know right now the Z-Star Diamond is really big. A lot of my friends are hitting that. But talk about the differences in the golf balls.
Yeah, so, I mean, the timing of it's perfect. We are starting our Father's Day buy two, get one free promo next week.
Nice.
So June 1st, you can go to your retailers, and we're going to run our buy two, get one free program through Father's Day / Sunday of the U.S. Open. The golf ball is important. It's the only piece of equipment that we use for every shot, right? And it's... 2 minutes isn't enough for me to go through all the science on golf balls. I probably need to come back and just talk about golf balls. But I tell people, play the hardest golf ball that you can compress, because there's a direct correlation between compression and ball speed. There's a misconception that these softer golf balls go further. It's not necessarily true. Typically, you may hit a softer golf ball further because you're going to launch it higher with less spin. So it's really about getting fit and then playing different golf balls and making sure you play the right one. And getting fit for a golf ball, just like getting fit for golf clubs, is extremely important.
There is absolutely no question about that at all. And we really stress and have done that for many, many years, is find the right golf ball for you. And if there's a fitting in your area, you go to it, you figure out which is the best golf ball, because it will change your game for sure. Dan, I know we're almost out of time. Doug, we've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dan, real quick, if I see so many guys hitting 3 woods, 5 woods off the tee, distance is important for a lot of people, but it's not important for a lot of people. Is there a ball from Strix on that gives you that soft feel that when you're hitting that ball into the green and you want to zip it back a little bit?
Yeah, so any of the Star products will have a urethane cover. The Z-Star is the golf ball that's going to spin the most. The Q-Star Tour is actually the softest. So if you're really looking for that spin around the greens, Z-Star is going to be the highest spinning of those four offerings.
Yeah.
Dan, well, you nailed it. We got to have you back on. We got to do it real soon because we've got to talk more about golf balls because it is a very, very, very important piece of the pie whenever you're trying to go out and play golf. It's very important. Dan, thank you for taking time on this Memorial Day weekend to spend with us, and got to get you back on here soon and love to have you when you come up again. We all got to get together.
Definitely.
All right, my friend. Well, look, have a good one. Happy weekend, and we'll talk soon. All right, Dan Randall with Strix on Clean, the regional manager. I'll tell you, he's a good one. There's no doubt.
Great information.
It really was. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. We'll talk a little Alabama football. We'll talk a little Alabama golf right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Man, no show is complete without a little Boss Gags. Georgia, one of my favorites. I got to be honest with you. I love that.
I got to play golf with you, Randy, because we could just play that music all the way around.
I'm
right?
telling you, man.
All your greatest hits.
Throw a little Boss Gags, a little Steely Dan in there, and you have got it made. Hey, let me remind you real quick for Monday. It is Patriot Day out at Glen Lakes. Go out there, play with them. They got a special for you. They're going to make a cart fee only with a donation of $5 or more to Folds of Honor supporting disabled veterans and families. Donations taken in the golf shop to support this PGA-supported program. Go see our good friend David Musial and his great staff out there at Glen Lakes. Hey, you're going to enjoy the golf course. And if you get an opportunity to talk to David a little bit, which he is one busy, busy bee, maybe talk a little baseball with him. Of course, if you didn't know, his great uncle, Stan the Man Musial.
Fairly good player.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Here's another Hall of Famer in my mind. Mitch McConnell is on our Strixon Cleveland Golf Ball guest line. Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Randy, I'm going to add the ball skags to my 18-hole playlist. I don't think that can go wrong for me in my golf game. That's a good tip.
Dude, I got to tell you, you throw a little ball skags on, throw a little Steely Dan in there.
People get all
and
kinds
I'm telling
of good
you,
golf insight on this show. I just didn't realize the playlist for helping you play a better scramble or better round of golf was a part of it. But Boss Gag is a great throwback, buddy. I'm going to do it. I'm inspired.
There you go. Well, look, let's talk. What is on Coach Saban's playlist whenever you're out playing in the golf tournament with him?
You know, you're liable to catch some Eagles with Coach. He is a big Eagles guy, but he also is a Steely Dan. But he'll surprise you now with a little Metallica every now and then. So there's some hard rock. He was telling me Tuesday when I played with him about the third Ferrari that he ordered, an 812, Randy. And basically, I asked him if Miss Terry was aware of how fast that car went, and he said, well, boy, you know, there's a lot of money she stands to inherit if I wreck that car and something happens to me.
Wow.
Sounds like she wants him in the fastest car possible. Maybe Miss Terry is growing tired of Coach, you know?
I don't believe that. Doug was asking me, we were talking before we came on, and I was telling you we're going to be on, we're going to talk a little bit about Coach Saban. You had the opportunity obviously to play with him on his team in his annual golf tournament. Listen, you gave him a mulligan on one of those putts, and that looked like about a 20-foot putt, and he made it. It was straight uphill.
Well, you know, we call him the godfather of college football, and even Auburn fans might tend to agree with that. So you're not going to tell the godfather that he can't at his own tournament have a mulligan putt. So I hadn't seen him miss one twice. If there's one thing the dude does, he's got the two-ball putter out now, and he admitted that it was his eyes going bad on him that made him do that. But he's pretty deadly with that thing.
Yes, he is.
And he makes his own rules up. He does the same thing in the basketball league that he does every year. He just hates to lose. So if people want to start talking about Coach Saban cheating, I guess we're going to have to admit that maybe in basketball and golf he might use the rules to his advantage too, just like college football.
He can probably do that and get away with it. But I just can't get that image.
His own tournament, most definitely. But it was a good day, Randy. And, you know, the guy's passionate about golf, and we talk about golf on this show, but obviously football too. But it was a good time. What's really funny, y'all, is to see some of the players and coaches who don't play golf try to get out there and swing. And I remember doing that with Julio Jones back in the day at my brother's gym. And we were hitting balls, and Julio, we said, we got to hit them towards the woods out on Highway 98. And Julio hooked a couple that went down 98, and I think they're still rolling. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen with some of these football players on a golf course.
There's no doubt. Hey, let me tell you, some of those guys can absolutely pound it. All right, they can just rip it out there. By the way, I saw Jake Coker the other day. I had a great conversation. Jake's going to be on the show with us. But you talk about somebody that can hit a golf ball, he should go out for the long drive contest. I think it's like 350, 360 when he hits it. It just goes forever.
Jake is a good close guy to me, and I think the world of him. I think he might be one of the best all-time stories ever at Alabama as far as the quarterback. Yep. Cinderella story, and an athlete is an understatement. So I'm not sure that he couldn't outdrive Jamie Sarkowski if he took a little practice to it. He's just murders the ball. I would not hit my least favorite attorney as hard as he hits the driver with a golf ball with a driver. So
wow,
he's something. But Tyler Booker, starting offensive lineman, was the funniest one, Randy. He's 338 pounds. He's about DJ Fluker size. He smiles.
Wow.
And he swings and he misses, but if he makes contact, the ball goes far. Let's put it that way. But it's fun to watch it. But it's exciting to see the new season kind of taking fold. I think Hugh Freeze at Auburn and Coach Saban said this is like his first year he's ever coached at Alabama. He's so fired up. So I think it's going to be an interesting football season for the Alabama and Auburn teams coming up this year too. I'm really excited to see what happens at both sides.
We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Strixon Golf Ball guest line. And we always talk golf first. Love to talk football as well. And let's carry that conversation on just a little bit. Obviously, with NIL, the portal, everything going on, what's going through Coach Saban's mind right now as they get set for the 2023 season?
Well, you know, the first thing is that, you know, kind of told us that every player that has left due to NIL, he's kind of told them that the door is right there. And the team gets better when those kind of kids leave. So I think it's very frustrating. And it's the new age of, you know, basically free agency, right, guys? You can come and make a bunch of money, not sign a contract, and leave and go somewhere else. But I think the biggest concern now is at the quarterback spot and seeing the kind of heat. And when you've got, you know, one of your most talented quarterbacks is Ty Simpson, and his dad is extremely involved in his NIL, his development, and everything like that. I think there's just the Mac Jones story may never happen again, boys, you know, where somebody sits behind and develops and is patient. And I think that's kind of where Coach Saban's on pins and needles a little bit right now is what's going to happen between now and the fall coming, you know, at the quarterback spot. Who's going to stay? Who's going to leave now that Tyler Buckner, the Notre Dame transfer, came in? And I think that really kind of stirred up the Hornets' nest, but it was also done for a reason. But it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, it's a different college football world, and I think probably Lincoln Riley proved it better at USC and now Deion Sanders better out of Colorado. It's a whole new world. We blinked our eyes if we had been in a time machine like Austin Powers, Randy, and fallen asleep for 3 years. And woke up and saw every player driving a Porsche or a Mercedes and kids transferring and starting for other teams. I mean, it's crazy. And we'd be hypocrites as Alabama fans to not mention we've had some transfers, you know, that have added to the team. Jameson Williams, obviously. Jermaine Burton is back this year. But, you know, we've had some big-time guys that are out there. Jameer Gibbs comes to mind clearly. But the roster can change a lot. But there's a lot of excitement up in Tuscaloosa about the football program this year, Randy. It's probably the best energy I've been around in a couple of years with the coaching staff. So it's going to be interesting, buddy.
Well, and that's exciting. That's exciting because, you know, sometimes you get some bad vibes. The media kind of makes it sound like everything is terrible in Tuscaloosa. And, yeah, there's some things going on in Tuscaloosa, but glad to hear that Coach Saban is excited about this season. And, we're what are we, about 90 something days, less than 3 months away? So when toe meets leather, and we're certainly looking forward to that for sure. Hey, Mitch, when are we going to go play golf?
Man, I'm ready, Randy. I've been playing more. My Strixon gear that I've been listening to, the Z-Star ball, that stuff. I've got new Strixon irons, which, you know, quite frankly, good, are the best I've ever played. So I've got the gear. I just got to be sure I can do it. But I'm ready, man. You tell me, and let's get out get after it.
Mitch, me and you will take on anybody. Okay, I don't care who it is. We'll take them on, and I'll ride you like Seabiscuit.
We'll put y'all up against Kepka and Saban. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Hey, buddy,
listen.
Hey, Mitch, always fun to have you on. It goes by so fast. Look forward to having you back on. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. What's your plans for the weekend?
Well, you know, I've got my buddy Ben Jernigan, who's in a band, invited my daughter and I to go on a pontoon boat. I've heard that's fun, so we may go down there right now when we hang up and spend a little time with her down at Orange Beach. But that's the plan tomorrow. I'm definitely playing golf. I'm going to do it out at Steelwood. So let's get out there now that course is reopened.
No, let's do it for sure. And listen, if you're headed to the beach, as we said a while ago, pack a lunch. It's going to the traffic is, you know, traffic is bad on 59 right now.
I need Coach Saban's plane or his helicopter to make it down there and skip the traffic. But I don't think that's available to me. But I'm excited to see it and excited to see what Alabama can do on the golf side. Yet I'm close to J.P. Cave, Nick Dunlap, those guys, Clannon Cake, you know, Clay Combe. There's some interesting things happening on the Alabama golf side. You ready? So excited to watch it.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Let's see if they can pull this out. Mitch, have a great weekend. Thanks, my brother, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, boys. Enjoyed it. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
All right, there you go. Mitch McConnell right there. Doug, this hour is going by fast. There is no doubt about it. A reminder for you that the GCGHO will be back in action for our fifth event of the season as we have our two-man, two-course, two-day event called Birdies by the Bay. If you'd like to join, go to GCGATour.com. If you'd like to play with us, go to GCGATour.com. Doug, thanks, my man.
Appreciate it, Randy. Always fun. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I can't get that image of Coach Saban and Metallica out of my mind.
Wow. All right. It has been a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great and safe Memorial Day. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. For the whole staff, I'm Randy Bergen. God bless. Bye-bye, everybody.